So right now, in this part of the Torah, Rabbi Nachman is now developing the next stage. The next stage, after we spoke about Chachma, we spoke about that Shabbat created the world through Tzimtzum. First, he created Tzimtzum. But when he created Tzimtzum, then, the world was chaotic. A chaos state. When a person is Mitzamtzim, he falls into a chaotic state where he doesn't know what to do with his desires. They're all chaotic inside of him because he's not channeling them into the right direction. So first, you're creating Tzimtzum, you're suppressing, right? In the Arizal's the language, Hachna'a, Havdala, Hamtaka, suppression. Separation, sweetening. So a person does achna'a, he does tzimtzum, but then now he's a state of tovavo. He's a state of chaos. So the next, the pasuk aleph in Bereshit, that Kabbalah and also Pipshat comes after pasuk bet, right? Then after tzimtzum, then Bereshit bara Elokim, then bechachmata. Then you have to add chachmata. So there's a fascinating idea. Rabbi Nachman says that when you are creating tzimtzum, you don't allow the yitzhar hara, that sayar, the painter, to paint all these bad situations. You're mitzamtzim him. You don't let your heart go after machshavos of other things. You actually create a tzimtzum, but then it's not enough because then you can be in a state of chaos. And the man shiloch. I think in Parshat Bo on the Mishchu Kulachem, one of the most foundational Mea Shiloach, talks about how the Tzimtzum can be problematic, because if you're not doing it for the right reasons, you're just doing it to suppress, then you're going to become angry, then you're going to become resentful. You have to take that desire and bring it to a positive state, and that is the Nekuda. So after the Tzimtzum, the Aretz is Tovavo. So you need Bereshit Bara Elokim, Bechachmata Bara Elokim, right? With wisdom. The Shbaruch Hu created the world with wisdom, and now our job is to take that wisdom and bring it to our avoda. Consequently, this is also, even though it existed on a macro level, it still exists on a micro level to remind us. And that's why, where is the place of Chachma? Where is the place of creation? That's Evin Ashtia, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world through the Evin Ashtia, through the foundation stone in Beis HaMikdash. And that's where the Aron HaBris is. That's where the Chachmata is. That's where the Chachma of the Torah is. That's where Moshe speaks to, that's where the Kohen Gadol speaks to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mi Ben HaKaporet, Ben HaKruvim, or before there, when it's Oel Moed, before there was the resting place, Moshe spoke there and received the Chachma, received the prophecy. And the Kruvim are the entrance to Gan Eden, and therefore that's the Chachma. But right next to it, outside, is where the Mizbeach is on top of the Shittim, where we know that that we do the Nisuach HaMayim, Nisuach HaYayin, the water goes all the way to the Tehom, Tovavo V'choshech HaPnei Tehom, right? This is the chaotic state and the Tehom state where everything's in a state of disarray. So we have the Chachmata on one side, but right next to it is the holes that allow us to go all the way to Tehom. And what do? We do Nisuach HaYayin, Nisuach HaMayim. So Yayin is Sod, Chochma, Mayim is the emergence of wisdom. Wisdom emerges out of water. That's the mayim comes after the mem comes the nun. The nun is the fish that emerges out of the water. But also the nun is nun shari chachma, right? The mem tet that becomes nun. But right now we're not going to talk about that nekuda of mayim. But the idea is that we're menaseach, right? We give a little bit to the tehom, right? We understand that the tehom needs a little bit through these tiny little holes. But usually what we do is we suppress our desires on top of the mizbeach. We burn the animalistic desires, and we only eat through kachim and taharas and pigul and notar and through the kohen, giving the shlamim and the korban and the matanot kehuna and the lchayim and the bread and the whole thing. We're mitzamtzem our desires. So it comes through a really good place. And so he says. So it says here, Reb Nachman, that the same way there's a dual avoda after tzimtzum. One is connect to chachma, but two is being mevatel the tovavo, and you mevatel the tovavo through the shittim, right? And that's what it is. When you pour wine into the mouth of a tzaddik, then you're really being metaken, because nichas mayim nichas yain yatzasod, and the tzaddikim nishlema per misfatenu. When we don't have a mizbeach, we're speaking, and the tzaddikim, their true speech is speech, right? Imru tzaddiki tov, the tzaddik's dibur is tov, and also shulchan shel adam mizbeach, the person's table is a mizbeach. So when you're feeding the tzaddik, when you're caring to the tzaddik, when you're mashpia to the tzaddik, then you're actually fixing this nekuda. So the nekuda of the shittim is a nekuda of suppressing, the same way we give the korban la'azazel. La'azazel is the acronym Zelu Matzeh Asa Elokim, right? Because Baruch created the world Zelu Matzeh. We have the shittim on one side where we have to be mitamtem, where we have the korban, the korbanos, where we give only a little bit of wine, nisuach hamayim, nisuach hayayin, in a small way into the holes. And the lumatzeh, we have the mizbeach, and on the mizbeach Kodesh Kedashim, which is Evin Ashtia, where we have the Chachma, we have the Aron HaBris, we have the Emunah, where we have the connection. We should be Zoche.